This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
In many parts of the U.S., it is still legal to pay people with disabilities less than the minimum wage. It's called a sub-minimum wage. And the Department of Labor said this week that it is planning a comprehensive review of the policy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Federal regulations permit companies to apply for special certificates that permit them to hire disabled workers and pay them an average of less than $4 an hour. But some states have banned the practice under pressure from those in the disability advocacy community who chafe at the unequal pay standards, says Kelly Nye-Langerman, director of the Institute on Disability at the University of New Hampshire.
We've seen the numbers of subminimum wage certificate holders shrink over the last 5, 10, 20 years, but there still are thousands of people with disabilities that are paid subminimum wage in the United States today.
The Department of Labor is calling for stakeholders to weigh in on the program, especially those within the disabled community. Kimberly Nockstedt is director of the Disability Economic Justice Collaborative at the Century Foundation.
What this is expected to actually mean is that the Department of Labor is going to use everything in their power to see if they need to actually continue issuing certificates.
Changes are likely to get pushback from those who say the subminimum wage is necessary to provide sustainable employment for people facing discrimination by traditional employers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.